Well, hello everybody. It is April the 7th, 2021. This is the Fakeologist Show. This is Ab, the Fakeologist. I do this show Sunday to Thursday at 8:30 in the p.m. Eastern Standard Daylight Savings Time. We are broadcasting live at fakeologist.com/live. On that site, you will find links to my many channels, including Twitch, Facebook, Twitter, says Periscope here, YouTube, DLive, and FakeoTube. Now, the YouTube channel, the new one, just got struck again. So I have to really be smart and take the video down immediately, if I can remember. So I have to add that to my list of things to do. But as it stands now, I believe it's one strike away from not working. But I strongly suggest you go to FakeoTube.com. I know people love their YouTube. It's like a bad habit. You got to get over it. Get to FakeoTube.com. You can register there. You're going to get email alerts. YouTube doesn't do that. And FakeoTube is pretty fast, too. And it only has the good stuff. My stuff. Stuff I think is the best. That's in jeopardy of being deleted. Like my show. Now, my show doesn't have very many views. It's not that interesting, even to me. So it makes you wonder, do I have a personal predator, personal YouTube drone that just looks at my site and finds one word wrong and strikes the video? Is there an algo? I'm not so sure. I know Tim Osmond of darkmatter.radio. He's smart and he appeals his YouTube, but I don't really want to do that. It's too much. Just try and get to FakeoTube. Come on. I set up my own blog. I set up my own video platform. What more should I do? I know I could stream to Instagram because all the young people are there. I know that people don't realize that there's more to the internet than just Instagram or YouTube. But yes, there is. You can actually type a URL and go to another site that's not owned by trillionaire tech. You can try other sites. Highly recommend it. Now, I do my show for half an hour, 8:30 to 9. If anyone calls in, I will extend it to about 9:30. But the purpose of this show is simply to go over my blog, fakeologist.com/blog, where I look at the stories of the day and try and point you to some of the more interesting things happening in the COVIDian world. We are in COVIDia. In Canada, we're getting a very strong dose of COVIDia, and that is the eventual destruction of the middle class. Without a middle class, you have the ruling class and the working class. You have the elite and the serfs. There's no middle ground. There's no middle class. There's no private property. There's no working for independent businesses. You're either working for the state or you're working for a state-run or a state-sponsored corporate entity. And because that is the case, you can't do what you want. You probably won't even be able to drive a car that you pick where you want, if car ownership's even possible. You won't be able to do the job that you want. We're going to have a system where everyone is doing what the central planners want them to do, because they hate people and they hate what people do to their earth. They think they own the earth and they want you to do what they tell you to do, where you're needed. And if you don't do it, they'll bring people in from other countries. They'll displace you. They'll work for less than you. They won't complain like you. They won't form unions yet like you. They won't ask for their God-given rights like you. They'll just be grateful to have a few pennies to rub together. That's where we're going. And there'll be no religion either. They just fenced off a church outside of Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Why? Because That church does not believe in the state religion of COVIDia. They're Christians. They're not COVIDians. They have a home. They have a way of thinking. They have a creator. They don't need anyone else. And to that end, I will play. I won't play the Rebel News. Rebel News has been covering this. If you don't support Rebel News, I don't think they're controlled opposition. They seem quite sincere. They don't quite believe, like most people, in questioning the virus. But that's fine. But here is a very good channel called DenyTyrants.com. DenyTyrants.com. Now, this guy is, I'm guessing he's a religious person. Well, I don't think there's any question he's a religious person. He did a fantastic video. I subscribed to him, and I just didn't. He fell through the old YouTube cracks, and I didn't notice. But he did a great video. I'm going to play it now.
Did you see the pastor up in Calgary, up in Canada, throwing the health officials and their police armed escort out of the church building?
Please get out. Get out of this property immediately. Get out. Get out of this property immediately. Out. I don't want to hear anything. Out of this property immediately. I don't want to hear a word. Do not come back without a warrant. You understand that? You're not welcome here. Nazis are not welcome here. Gestapo is not welcome here. Do not come back, you Nazi psychopaths. Unbelievable, sick, evil people. Unbelievable. What is wrong with those sick psychopaths?
Refreshing to see a pastor do what that pastor did, making sure the officials were pushed out of the building. And even Disney understood this is the role of a churchman. Disney, check this clip out.
Now take it easy, Friar. I'm just doing my duty.
Collecting taxes for that arrogant, greedy, ruthless, no good Prince John?
Listen, Friar, you're mighty preachy, and you gonna preach your neck right into a hangman's noose. Get out of my church! Ow! 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 You want taxes? I'll give you taxes! Oh, give it to him! Give it to him! Give it to him, Friar!
Disney made that clip because they understood historically this is how churchmen behave. They stand against tyranny. They stand against evil. They confront tyrants. They don't aid and abet their evil. Churchmen standing in the doorway of the church to keep state officials out has been seen again and again in church history. Emperor Theodosius, the emperor of the entire Roman Empire, killed 6,000 men, women, and children in the city of Thessalonica because someone or a small group of people had killed a Roman official there. Theodosius was a Christian, and Ambrose, the bishop of Milan, called him to repentance for what he did. Theodosius did not repent. He came to the church, and Ambrose literally stood in the doorway of the church to keep Emperor Theodosius from coming into the building.
All right, that's a good video he did, and they did another really good one. I'll play. You can watch the rest of that church one. It was really well done. And here's another one he did. Well produced. Take a look.
I will not wear the mask.
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 I will not wear a mask.
I will not get the vaccine.
I will not get the vaccine.
And I will not get the vaccine.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
In the Lord, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust, and I will not be afraid.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day.
For the Lord is the great God, and the great King above all.
Rise up, O judge of the earth, render punishment to the proud. Lord, how long will the wicked, triumph?
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of this
world. I hate the work of those who fall away.
With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish.
On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmonious sound.
For you, O Lord, have made me glad through your works. I will triumph in the works of your hands.
Are on high forevermore. For behold, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. I will defy tyrants.
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 Anyway, I thought it was pretty good. He gives some advice, practical advice on how to address the legislature, the government. He said there's four levels of government. Let's see if I can remember. There's self-governing. There's the church. There's the state. And there's the civil. And they're all autonomous. And they all submit to the highest power, which is God, according to this person. I thought it was just well done. And none of these branches of government can overtake the other. They're all independent, and they're all, I think, in that order that I gave them. I might have mixed it up a bit. But hey, I really recommend this guy's website, defytyrants.com. He did another good video, and the bottom line was shekels for shackles. Let me play a bit of that. I'm going to try and get this guy on the show if possible.
You must expose to the magistrates the bad actors in this situation, the evil men, the wicked men, who have a design for their interests. Public enemy number one is Bill Gates. Bill Gates has a worldview at antithesis to Christ and to Christianity. He supports, advocates, and funds the murder of the preborn.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
He promotes and funds sodomy, transgenderism, and other perversions, funds birth control, wants to disarm the citizens, and of course, he has devoted his life to make mandatory, that state-forced, vaccinations a reality. And he works with the governments of the world to get it done. Gates is loved by the leftist UN organization, the World Health Organization, and the statist CDC. You may recall in our first video, Coronavirus and Government Actions, that we talked about Event 201. Event 201 was hosted by the World Economic Forum. Gates is heavily involved with this organization, and when you go to their site, you see that they have laid out, complete with the diagram, their world agenda to take control of every person's life on the planet and reestablish the world economy. Bill Gates donated $750 million to establish ID 2020. Their goal? To ID everyone on the planet and to vaccinate every person in the world.
ID 2020 is a global strategic initiative aiming to help deliver against the United Nations sustainable goal of legal identity for all. There are 1.5 billion people in the world who don't have a legal identity. No legal identity means no bank account and social exclusion. Once a person...
It also means taxes.
...has a legal identity, governments and non-government organizations can help people become safe, part of society, financially included, and economically active.
Understand, tyrants often sell their tyranny under the guise of love, concern, and help. The old quote,
I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
They offer the shekels so that they can place upon you the shackles. They want to act as our overlords. And the word of God declares, do not become the slaves of men. And so my love for Christ and my Scottish blood bristle at their arrogance. This effort for state-forced vaccinations is an attack upon self-government and family government. God has established three great governments in the earth, family government, church government, and civil government. All of those three governments are to produce within the individual self-government. Each of those governments has their own role, function, and limits. State-forced vaccinations are an attack upon self and family governments by civil government and should therefore be opposed, resisted, and defied. No person should be forced by the state to put something into their body they do not want put into their body. Contact your magistrates, state, county, and local now, and begin to offer the evidence to build a resistance to the designs of these rich, wicked men, and the government minions who want to aid and abet them in trying to pull this off. We are in an information war with wicked, Christ-hating men. We have more coming forth regarding this matter and other matters regarding the needed interposition of lesser magistrates in the days ahead. Subscribe to our channel, like our Facebook page, stay in touch with us. We can only do this together. May Christ be praised, and may the tyrants be defied.
Well, the way I usually wake people up about that is I say, you've got about 68 inert things in it, and five main compounds that go along with the so-called disease. It's either grown, most often it's grown on eggs, so they let the eggs rot, and they contaminate them with this, you know, with tissue, diseased tissue of that animal. And then, of course, the bacteria and everything is supposed to grow in the solution, and they put a tiny amount of that, I mean a fraction amount of that, into the vaccine. But what else is in there? They say inert material. What is that inert material? If it's 63 chemicals, what is it? They can't be helpful. No chemical is helpful in the body. And then the main ingredients are liquid mercury, liquid aluminum, formaldehyde, ether, and detergent. Now, if I put that into a blender with some rotten eggs and some animal, diseased animal tissue and offered it to you to drink, would you drink it? Mm-hmm. When I tell people that, they step back and say, oh, gosh, no, I wouldn't drink that.
And that is my Anonjus Vanderplanet's clip. I try and play that once a day, plus this one little zinger.
I'd say never let anybody stick anything into you, ever.
And I'll bang on this till the day I die. And that is that viruses are not contagious, they're not pathogenic, they're not the cause of disease, they're the result of disease. We make them in our bodies. They are polymorphic cells that are there to dispose of garbage. They don't cause garbage. They don't cause disease any more than flies cause garbage, or any more than fire trucks cause fires. It's the opposite. It's inverted. It's so important. There's almost no science out there that you can read that doesn't take the idea that viruses are pathogenic, invade your body, and are contagious, and can jump from person to person, person to table, animal to person, person to animal. It's just wrong. It's the inversion. It's a 100-year-old lie, just like nuclear science is a 100-year-old lie. So many things are a 100-year-old lie. Maybe the shape of the earth is a 100 or so old lie, 200 years old, whatever. These are lies. Just because they haven't been discovered doesn't mean they're true. The people that rule over you work very hard to keep you away from these questions. They keep you spinning away from these questions. But the whole coronavirus hoax falls flat on its face if you understand this central lie. And if you don't, go look it up. Go research it. There's stuff out there. There are a few dissenters out there. And if you still think that their story makes less sense than the official narrative, then go take your vaccine. You need it. Otherwise, go get healthy. Load up on vitamin D, vitamin C, any way you can get it naturally. If you can't get it in vitamin form, expose yourself to the sun. Get the sunlight in you. People in the northern climates, anything below 35 degrees, anything above 35 degrees north, you are not getting enough vitamin D 6 months of the year. Whatever it takes, get yourself healthy. And you will probably be way better off than most people, knowing just knowing that. If you can take, the only tension I have right now is not from catching a virus, which you can't catch. My only tension is the zombies that are putting their inverted COVIDian religion on me and squeezing the non-believers out. That is the only tension I have in my life, because I work and live among the zombies. I call them the COVIDians. They are pushing their religion on me like never before. It's everywhere. Every billboard, every radio station, every television station, every so-called internet site. They're all blasting the same message 24/7. Never in the history of the world has anything been sold so hard. Nothing. They should be selling broccoli. That would do more people more good. They should make everyone take broccoli before going to work. But no, they're selling a poison. Makes no sense. And the only reason why the ruling class, I believe Arthur, who was the Polish pastor in Calgary that drove out the public health officials with their police backup, he was describing Poland, communist Poland. He said 50,000 people, the Politburo, the Communist Party, ruled 36 million. So the 50,000 people live very, very well. Special privileges. That's a pretty small number to control 36 million, but it works. It happens. So they're the ones that will get treasure at the end of the rainbow. That's why all your leaders are going along with it. Because for running this risk of telling a lie, and it will last for 10 years, they will be rewarded. Now, it could go terribly wrong for them if the tide turns. If the majority stops believing in the lie, then they are in grave danger. But so far, there's no evidence that's going to happen. And people like me and this website, you'll be hard-pressed to hear it, because the walls are closing in. And I'd rather die on my feet than on my knees. But that's what's happening. Now they know, they take the pulse of the nation every single hour of every day. So they know when they're losing people. And I was thinking about this today. Are they accelerating this vaccination plan because they know the demand is super high and there's always the risk? I was thinking there's so many things that could go wrong with their plan. So far, I haven't seen anything really. But what if they're going so fast? I guess they can't go too slow because people might get used to not working. I know when I was slowed down for a few weeks, I can change my schedule real quick. I don't mind sleeping in. It's actually pretty nice. And I could get used to not working. And what if the entire population of Canada just didn't want to work anymore? All those go-getters, those hustlers that are rewarded for running their own middle-class businesses, if they're forced to stop working, then they're really going to have to be beaten to go work at a government job. It's going to be hard, and they may just lay down and say, I'm not working. Now, the only thing I can see to counter that would be to bring in people from other countries that have absolutely nothing. And then those people that don't want to work here are, there's another potential civil war that can happen. So there's a lot of things I was thinking about, because your mind does wander, because most of us are thinking, okay, this is going to end. Everyone's going to figure out what's going on. They're going to push back. But it's still full steam ahead as far as I can tell. So maybe they're pushing it hard before people wake up, or B, when they get so fatigued, because there's absolutely no evidence, there's no visual evidence for anyone to see people dying. No one is dying around most people. So there's no evidence. The only evidence this thing's going on is the mask and the stupid rules. And these rules only make sense from a destruction of the economy point of view. There's really no sense to them. They give some really lame health excuses why things are happening as they are or rules are created as they are, but they actually only make sense from the destroy the economy paradigm. So I really am actually tired of the people that should know by now that are questioning that. Stop trying to make health sense of it. Stop trying to say, this makes no sense why we're doing this, but we're other people are doing that. Why are the playgrounds closed, but the golf course is open? That kind of thing. Stop trying to make sense of it, because there's no health sense to it. It's insane. Even Fraudsy was trying to explain why Texas, why their numbers were the same as a severe lockdown state like New York or California. He said, well, maybe people are outdoors more. But he's just lobbing dumb ideas out, and people are still catching them. So they're not even trying that hard to cover the lie in a lot of cases. When you lie, you have to make up tons of reasons that make no sense and just hope nobody catches on. And I guess people are so afraid and so propagated and propagandized that they're not catching the mistakes. You and I catch every one of the mistakes. All of them. They're all glaring. They're all obvious. They're all forehead smackers. You're smacking your forehead all day saying, God, they still don't get it. How do they get away with this? Because we never bought the lie from the beginning, because we understand that people can be lied to en masse. And we understand the bigger the lie, the easier it is to sell. That is true. It's the opposite of what you might think, but it is so true. All right. Let's see what we got here. This is my Twitter blog. It's called savechat.fakeologist.com. This is where I just put one-liners up. I don't really want to explain anything. Oh, here we go. Actually, here's something. Vernon Coleman fades to black. Let me click on this. And then I'll read the comment by Dear Zylflex. I was just wondering where Zylflex has been. And now I know. He's still here. Here we go. Vernon Coleman is throwing in the towel.
Most of my life, for well over half a century, I've attacked governments, drug companies, vested interests, secret societies, lobbyists, and the medical establishment. For over a year, I've attacked the COVID-19 fraud. And as a result, my reputation has been trashed, and I've been lied about endlessly. Look at what happened on Wikipedia the day after my first video went up in March 2020. I was suddenly labelled discredited and a conspiracy theorist. I had a number of videos in preparation, and although I find these things enormously difficult, I was planning to go to London on the 24th of April to take part in the Big Walk. I had a strong video prepared for that as an appeal to people to join us. But I've just been sent a foul and libelous set of tweets from someone who I won't name. I know nothing about the tweeter. I've never met her, never spoken to her, and never had anything to do with her. She clearly knows nothing about me. She appears to have used the video where I cried to attack me, though I confess I don't understand precisely why. The sick suggestion, which I don't begin to understand either, is that I am a Freemason. Can you imagine them letting me into the Freemasons?
All right, so the bottom line is that Vernon's all upset because someone on the Twitter, or whatever he calls Twitter, attacked him. I don't understand why anyone cares, especially him who's been against the system his whole life. Why would anyone care what one person tweets? And he doesn't even look at the person's name, but here's a quote from Zylflex, one of our greatest commenters and contributors. Seems an odd point to throw in the towel. I'm sure he's had more serious stuff thrown at him. His alleged attacker, Fiona Flanagan, doesn't believe in viruses or transmission. She was warning people of compulsory vaccine in March 2020. Perhaps she called him out over his weeping episode. Yeah, she did, actually. And a couple of times, and I know I didn't bookmark it or save the video necessarily, but In the past, Vern has actually said he's pro-vax. He says he's not anti-vax. That makes him pro-vax. So he's been accused as well by another Canadian blogger, Rosemary Frey, F-R-E-I, of also being possible controlled opposition. Okay, well, that's part of the PSYOP. There's controlled opposition everywhere. I might be controlled opposition. You have to decide yourself. You have to decide if there's something I've said that makes me lead you down the wrong path. So feel free to question. I'm not going to quit if you question me. I might not take your call, but I'm not going to quit. So Vernon, I think Vernon has threatened to quit before. But now he says he's just going to write stuff that no one's going to read because this is not the reading generation, and he's not going to do videos. Okay, fine. So you're going to miss out. Your audience is going to collapse. That's one of the main reasons I'm doing a video, even though I have to take this right off of YouTube because I don't really want to regenerate another YouTube channel. So I'm streaming to YouTube, but if you want to see the save result, you got to come to fakeotube.com. Now, I know I'm not going to get as many viewers there, and I know that people are not going to find it because they're all on YouTube, but It's just the rules of engagement with the enemy right now. So it's just the way it's going to have to be. But you shouldn't cry. You should not cry, Vern, if you are putting out a controversial position. You know you're going to get attacked. Just live with it, man. Live with it. That's it. The way it works. The way it works. Stop whining. I don't whine about YouTube collapsing all the channels that I put up. That's the terms of engagement. I'm not going to put that video on FakeoTube because it's just a whine off. He has other stuff I have put up in the past. But for the most part, he's right. He's completely right. Let me highlight this woman here. She does short videos. Her name is Susan Stanfield. She looks a little nuts with this thumbnail, but she's actually quite with it. Susan, if you're doing thumbnail, actually, I think my software created this thumbnail, although it might be the thumbnail from YouTube. She's actually quite smart, and she does have a YouTube channel, and doesn't get many hits, but she's talking about history, which is very interesting. And she is easy on the eyes.
Hey, everyone. Today's video on Tuesday, April. I was going to count. 6th of April. I don't do the videos live anymore. I record them on my phone, either in locations or in my studio, or if I'm interviewing somebody, not very often. I like to make what we call solo cast videos, and I like to tell stories that explain part of my business model or the journey I'm on to help people understand how accessible and important justice is in an everyday life.
I'm not going to play the whole video, but the bottom line is she said she was from England. I can't remember what her ancestors in, I believe she was from Dorset, England. They were dissenters. They were thrown out of the country. So the two brothers were thrown out to Australia. Basically, dissidents are not welcome, so they were thrown out. And she is carrying on as fourth generation Stanfield of dissenters. And she's over here in Canada. So she's a very interesting person. She is speaking out against the tyranny going on here. And actually, she is worth listening to.
So welcome. Okay, this video is inspired. I like to do a video every day that's inspired by something that is happening, right? Either current affairs or something that has happened to me, because it's sort of, it's a part of the story in my journey, and especially recently working in natural health activism. I started in activism almost 20 years ago in the Blood Diamond Wars, and then I moved into more economic rights activism. I lived in Africa for many years, and then I was sort of thrown into natural health activism.
Well, click on, I put her YouTube channel in the comments of FakoTube. You can comment on FakoTube, and you have to register. I'll give her a thumbs up on her YouTube channel. She doesn't accept comments. I guess she doesn't want to put up with it. If you can click on her channel here, she doesn't have too many followers, but she does some pretty good rants. Pretty good, actually. I would recommend it. I'll just subscribe to her from one of my millions of YouTube accounts. But she's worth watching. Let's put it that way. Maybe one day I'll get her on the show. She's a West Coast Vancouver girl. But definitely check her out. And that's, of course, one of the reasons why I do this show. Is because... Actually, do I have more views on her video than she does? Let's see. Look at that, eh? Way to go, Fakeologist audience. Only 140 views on her channel. But on FakoTube, 221. That's pretty good. Now, let me just send her a little message here, if I can. I think in YouTube, it's funny. You go to the person's page, then you go to About, and then you go, she doesn't have any way to contact her. That's not smart. Go to Discussion. Can I leave a comment? Okay. I'll put shared on fakotube.com. Contact me at fakeologist.com/contact for an interview if you can. Let's see if that works. Usually YouTube doesn't allow links. Oh, it did. Let's see if you go to fakeologist.com/contact. That'll bring you to my contact page where, yeah, you can pump in your information into this form. Okay, so that works. Okay, good. So that's how you can contact people that don't give any contact information if they're on YouTube. You can put a message in their discussion group because a lot of them forget to turn off comments on their discussion group. But like I said, she didn't even put a contact under About, which is a bit of a mistake. You'd think you'd want to be in contact with people. She doesn't even put anywhere where she can be reached as in a website. That's not really the way to make yourself found. Let's put it that way. It's not too smart. But anyway, way to go, guys. FakoTube has more hits. Okay, back to the blog, fakeologist.com/blog. The audio chat has been going gangbusters, guys. Now, sometimes the people on the Fakeologist Discord, fake11.com/Discord, sometimes they don't record it. They start a conversation, they think it's going to be not interesting, so they don't record it. And then what happens? 20 guys start talking, so the conversation does get interesting. But guys, if you don't record it, no one else can hear. So there you go. Make sure you go in the live stream. Make sure it gets recorded and it gets streamed. If you don't want it to go over the air live stream, you can use the Craig bot and record it. Whoever starts the recording has to grab the recording and send it to me. But some really, really great audios on the Fakeologist audio chat. Now, if you like what we're doing, then support it. I'll just come right out and say it. Support what we're doing. The way to support is you have to listen to this.
The best things in life are free. But you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support. Okay, that's my little donation segment, and right now, the best way to send me money is you can buy me a coffee. That's on fakeologist.com/donate. You can send me Monero, which is a cryptocurrency. You can send me Bitcoin, another cryptocurrency, and the transaction fees are low on Monero, if not at all, and there's no cut for PayPal, there's no cut for YouTube, so get yourself a Monero wallet. It's not hard, very easy. And you can shoot me a little bit of Monero. That would be fantastic. So far, I don't make a living off the website, but if I ever did, boy, I'd be asking for Monero, because it's the way to go. Now, right now, what do we got? We got four people on the YouTube channel, which I just started yesterday. One on the D Live, two on Twitch, and one on Twitter. None on Facebook, which is fine. I guess nobody's on Facebook that goes to the Fakeologist. And I don't know on this readout how many people are on FakoTube. I can go to FakoTube, as you can see here, and we'll have a gander and see if it comes up tonight. FakoTube is kind of acting up on my end, which I don't like. I'll click here to the Live Now screen. And it says no one's on there, but I don't think the count is working right. So let's see here. Okay. And it says here that, Napoleon is on FakoTube. Well done, Napoleon. Napoleon Wilson is there and leaving comments. And for some reason, I can't even leave a comment. Let me see if I can. So I'm having issues with FakoTube. I don't see if... Oh, yeah, down here I can. Let's see here. I'll punch it in. Let's see. On the bottom here. Come on, guys. Okay, let's do a test. Okay, there you go. Okay. But that's not integrated on my site, on my Coalition site. I can't see that integrated, but that's fine. And Peter Roo says, I don't think you're controlled up. Thank you, Peter Roo. And you're also a generous donor. I thank you so much. Well, if anyone wants to call in, I'll take a call. Otherwise, I got about 15 minutes, which I'm actually over time for not taking a call. If you want to call quickly, you can. I'll put the numbers up. 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984. Or you can go to the Discord, fake11.com/Discord, and go sit in the Verify room if you're not a member. But that is an option. If nobody calls in the next few minutes, I'm going to bail for the night. And let's just see what else we've got here on Facebook. Fakeologist.com/blog. Actually, I posted an interesting article by John C. Dvorak, Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Actually, really interesting strategies to persuade people to your way of thinking. I think that this is right out of the PsyOps manual from Tavistock. I'll let you read that. Apparently, John was inspired by watching Saul Alinsky on Dick Cavett. But, of course, I looked at all the Dick Cavett interviews, and that one isn't on YouTube. Everything else is. I guess most people couldn't care less about this guy. So, if you're listening, which I doubt, if anyone wants to send me that interview, audio is fine. Dick Cavett and Saul Alinsky from 1971. Apparently it was an episode when Roger Moore was on. But they got the Roger Moore part, but they didn't clip the Saul Alinsky part, so I can't play it. Getting back to the Fakeologist audio chat, episode 875. Armin Rigg, from many years ago, returned to the audio chat. He's from Portugal. Really interesting guy. Okay, I'm going to finish off on this because I found this pretty disturbing. I'm not exactly sure what the issue is in Vancouver, but this lady said she came back from Seattle. She flew from Seattle to Vancouver, which is a very short flight, which doesn't make a ton of sense. Most people drive. I believe it's only a couple hours, but she said she flew. And she said when she went into the Vancouver airport, all the private security guards were Chinese, and she had a very rude, rough ride coming back into Vancouver, and they were trying to get her to do the PCR test, which you can refuse, and they tried to get her into a quarantine hotel, which she also refused. But the way she said, it sounded like the Chinese police were in the airport. Now, I know that Vancouver is highly Asian now. There are lots of Chinese, but the way she described it, it sounded like the security forces, which would have been the private security, were all Chinese, as in right from China. I'm not sure if that's true, but she said it was very unnerving. But she didn't really elaborate too much. You can click the link. It'll bring you to her Facebook page. And she has a big story here. 400 reactions, lots of shares. She tagged a bunch, or this woman tagged a bunch of people to look at it. I'm not sure what's going on. I'm not really sure, but he just said the Chinese run the place. So I'm not sure exactly what it is. It could be atrocity propaganda. We have to be careful. But kind of irked me a bit. But sometimes I do fall for things that are not quite true when it comes to the propaganda. It's really tough. I do believe that there are Chinese private militia guarding the so-called undeclared pipeline that's being built in northern British Columbia. It's not supposed to be authorized. I don't even know what the name of it was going to be. But apparently there are Chinese or private militias guarding the pathway of the pipeline. Now, I was thinking if China was really occupying British Columbia, you'd think that the United States would treat that as a threat right on their soil and do something about it. You'd think. Now, I'm not sure if Beijing Joe would do anything about it. I'm not sure. Because he's part of the China class. China class. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what's going on. But just quickly, Dirty Benny on DLive saying Armand was amazing on the audio chat. By the way, Dirty Benny, I get your emails bounced back to me from Comcast. So do me a favor and change your email address on the fakeologist.com server. Or give me another one because Comcast is blocking my email server. Yeah, Peter Rue is saying, that was the rest of the post, actually. Peter Rue was saying, what about the Chinese guy who smashed Alex the Comics car window? Is he the same guy who chewed the face or whatever on the... Yeah, I think the Greyhound bus story was a psyop. I don't think anyone had their head cut off with a knife. But the guy did look very similar, according to the Green Crow. And the Green Crow is a pretty good Canadian blog. And if you can Let me just bring that screen over here. I don't know. I don't like people that use Blogger. I wish she wouldn't. She puts a lot of bad links on her page because she doesn't really know how to use the computer well. She's an older woman. Let's see here. I'll bring up her blog, though. I do read it. Her blog is called Green Crow as the Crow Flies. Doesn't exactly run off the tip of your tongue there. She's saying that this guy is this guy. They're similar. It's possible, but a lot of people look the same. But this is just an actor. There's, like I said, I don't believe this is a real story. They look similar, though. But that was quite a dramatic video. I don't know. I don't think it was staged, but it could have been. After all, the guy seems quite reasonable. The Alex the comic guy. He seems like a real truther, but this is the PSYOP world. It's hard to tell. And I'll be the first one to say I've been fooled before. Many times. But I always reverse myself if someone is there to correct me. Now, once more, I'll remind you, I'm on Instagram. I don't really post there much, but I'm on fake11.com/Instagram. And a lot of good stuff there. I didn't even go today. There's so much good stuff. I follow Kevin J. Johnson there. We can click on here and see what he's saying.
Because they enacted these lockdowns, the numbers dropped. Well, that's a load of BS.
Yeah.
The numbers were dropping on their own, consistent with the seasonal flu. Now, Kevin, I'm sorry, but you had something wrong there. Coronavirus isn't a flu.
I'm here. It's
the same family as the common cold.
It's the common cold, yeah. Coronavirus is 15 strains, I believe. 15 strains of the common cold.
Yeah, I was schooled on this on Facebook pretty heavily, and I owned up to my mistake. So
there's Kevin J. Johnson doing a live stream. Seems like he's in the bathroom. And who else we got here? Quite a few. I follow quite a few guys here. It looks like terrible navigation, by the way. Terrible. It's a terrible interface, Instagram. I don't know why anyone really uses it, but that's where people are, so I'm trying to put a few things on there. Real Chris Sky has gone kind of silent, which is strange for him. He's usually blasting away every single day. And right now, I can't bring him up. I don't know what's wrong with the interface tonight. Maybe it has something to do with my Brave browser. Oops. The hell's that? Okay. Yeah, I follow a few ladies on there as well. There he is. Where's Chris Guy? There we go. Come on now. Slow tonight. Yeah, Chris Guy hasn't done too much.
Oh, I'm sorry. I want to know, what did you just say?
So he's been kind of quiet, which is strange. Very unlike Chris. He's usually blasting
away
every
single day. How about you walk away
day.
And leave me alone in mind your own business for life? How about you walk away and...
This is how these things are on Instagram, these stories. Our little video clips of 15 seconds. Very frustrating to watch.
How about you walk away and leave me alone in mind your own business?
The same thing about 5 times.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, this is what Instagram is. It's sort of a high-speed, low-attention span website with lots of crazy things on it. So, all right, well, let's go to the chat one more time and see what people are saying before I take a hike. Yeah, Peteroo, that definitely was a PSYOP. It didn't traumatize me, but it sure would have scared me from taking a bus. And now the bus service is dead in Canada. And Dirty Benny was watching the video there of that Instagram. Yeah, like I said, I mix a few interesting Instagram accounts with the truth accounts. It's hard to keep them separated. All right. Well, you've gone about an hour. I'm overtime tonight. So there's just a sampling of fakeologist.com/blog. And, of course, fakotube.com, fakeologist.com/donate. And maybe I'll have a guest sometime this week. No one's on the horizon right now, but if I find someone interesting and I can shoot them a link, I will do so. Don't forget our Discord. Don't forget our sub-blogs. And we'll see what happens tomorrow. Every day is a new day in the COVIDian world, and it's not changing. Not happy about it, neither should you be, but please share my website with other people. If everyone shared it with one person, that would be one more than comes to the site on a daily basis. The numbers are very static. There's really nowhere to grow it unless you share it. Share, share, share. Seems trivial and trite, but blast it through all your connections. I have tons of connections now on Telegram. Pretty good interface for the phone. Doesn't censor for the most part that I can tell. So do me a favor and go to Fakeologist on Telegram. I don't really monitor it all that much. It's just too much to monitor. But for the most part, it's memes and short videos. But you can't go everywhere. You can't go everywhere. So if you see something on my Telegram that's interesting in the discussion, because there's a discussion group as well as the main group on Telegram, let me know, because I don't even follow my own discussion closely. It's just so much stuff. So I got people everywhere, at websites everywhere. So it's, I know Napoleon's on there, but Napoleon, if you see anything good, then flip it over to me. So there's just, it's too much to follow for one man. All right, it's April 7th, 2021, 9:25 Eastern Daylight Savings Time. I'm going to sign off now from the North Shore of Lake Ontario, Toronto, Canada. We will see you tomorrow. Tomorrow is the last show of the week, Thursday, and I take the weekend off, even though I do show up on the Rick and Rollo show. But overall, we'll save the headlines till the following Sunday, 5 days a week for now. Good night, and thanks to all the darkmatter.radio listeners as well, Tim Osman, the host of that great network, and appreciate all the work he's doing as well. Listen to his show, IPS. It's on SoundCloud. It's on YouTube. It's on every platform you've never heard of. All my stuff is free. It's at fakeologist.com. All the audio is at fakeologist.com/audio. Everything is on the main website. I don't really have to tell you any links. Every single subsite is on the main webpage, fakeologist.com/blog. So really, if you're looking for me ever and you can't find me here or there, just go to that main website. It hasn't changed in 9 years. And you can comment on the site. You don't need the social media platforms. It's all there. Good night.